going cardio to smooth, low impact, range of motion sessions, and you still sweat. I don't know. It's like always surprising to me. Lana teaches both at the YMCA and at 7B Fitness, and I'm enthusiastic about her and this program because I attend her classes, so I know how important they are and how good they are. So let's catch up today on the YMCA news and fitness opportunities for you there and at 7B. You know that decision that you made in January? Well, we are here to give you a booster shot, a healthy booster shot of encouragement to stay with whatever that commitment was that you made, to eat better, to move more, to get out there, and to up your amount of fun and fitness in your life. So, okay, we're going to be talking about that with Lana right after these messages.
Live comedy returns to the Panada Theater in Sandpoint on Saturday, February 11th, as Philip Kapinski presents the Comedy Avalanche series, this month starring Travis Nelson from Dry Bar Comedy.
The other day, someone told me, oh, I don't think you should do, I had a joke about sweatshop workers. They're like, I don't think you should do a joke about sweatshop workers because you don't even know what it's like to be a sweatshop worker. And I was like, actually, I've walked a lot of miles in their shoes.
See Travis Nelson live on the Panada stage in Sandpoint, Saturday, February 11th. Get tickets now as these shows sell out fast. Tickets are just $25 in advance and available now at Panada.org. Don't miss a great night of comedy this Saturday. Perfect for an early Valentine date. For tickets and more info, go to Panada.org. Panada.org.
Looking for some fun? Then come play for the day at the Coeur d'Alene Casino and discover new ways to win big inside the new Discovery Den, the first and only video game testing room in the U.S. with many of the top manufacturers in the world under one roof, where you get to play them first and decide which games stay and which ones don't. You will set the trends for the future of gaming only at the Coeur d'Alene Casino.
Welcome home.
Whatever plans you have, whatever future you imagine for yourself, Idaho's public colleges and universities are here for your journey. Here to help you explore and develop your potential and expand your vision for what's possible. Here so that you can take advantage of opportunities presented by Idaho businesses and industries that want and need your talents. Here for you, for us, for Idaho.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-826-9895. That's 800-826-9895. 800-826-9895.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today. You know, I want to give you a couple of announcements. First of all, tune in as the Sandpoint High School girls basketball team takes on the Lakeland Hawks Wednesday, that's tomorrow, in the opening game of the district playoffs. Game one of the best of three series is 7 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, and we will have the play-by-play right here for you with Bob Witte at KSVT 97.1 FM, KBFI 1450 AM, and of course, North idahoradio.com, always there for you. So you can catch that game tomorrow. Don't miss it. I also want to let you know, last week I had three doctors on, and they were talking about the new concierge medical service that's opening here in Sandpoint, where you can become a member, and lots of details about how this might fit in to you and your family's medical needs. It certainly may meet, because there's no copay, no deductibles, but you do pay a monthly membership. Anyway, they are having an open house. If you're curious about the details, you want to find out more, you can do that this Friday, the 10th, this Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. And they are located in, it's called Sandpoint Center. You probably know it better as the Columbia Bank Building, where Tango Cafe is. That's where their offices will be. So, hey, go do a little banking, catch lunch, go see your doctor. It's all good. One-stop shopping right there. Anyway, open house this Friday afternoon, 1 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2. All right, here we go. Let's do say hello and welcome to Lana Fish. Lana, you are one of my favorite guests. It's been over a year since you've been here. It's been like a year and a half.
Yeah,
that's
it has
crazy.
Been a while, huh? Yeah. Yeah. It was like right in the middle of COVID and all that, huh?
Yeah, I know.
That was crazy.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. You are a fitness instructor at the Y and 7B Fitness. So let's start with the Y, because it's closing on Friday.
Yes.
Why is that happening? What's going on?
Well, we have some exciting things happening on Friday. We have a big shipment of equipment coming in. And the reason they have to shut it down is because they just they have to bring in the forklift. It's big equipment. So obviously we don't want anyone underfoot. We don't want anyone getting hurt. So we're just clear the space and, you know, utilize it to put things where we need to put them. So
is this up on the second floor where the
yes.
equipment's going?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the
yes. And some new stuff in the base room, which is on the lower level.
Right.
Yeah, right outside the studio.
Mm-hmm. What's happening to the old equipment?
I don't know.
I'm thinking that, I mean, maybe it's already out and it's already sold or spoken for, but
I'm
it would seem
so,
to
yeah.
me you might be able to get, a person could pick up a used elliptical, something.
That could be. I have
no
idea.
We'll have to find out.
That's right.
Inquiring minds want to know. So brand new equipment coming into the Y, that really is exciting.
Yes.
And then you open up again, regular hours on Saturday?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So 9 to 4? Is the regular hours on Saturday, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. So new equipment, any particular kind of equipment, anything new or just same kinds of equipment we've had there before?
Right, exactly. I think it's just replacing some of the older equipment that we already have. But you just have to go see for yourself and try it out.
Exactly. That's the encouragement. That's the first booster shot.
There you go. That's right.
Come to the Y and check out mm-hmm. the new equipment. Well, there is another program that's at the Y, and I want to spend a little time with you talking about this. It's called the Reset Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
This is so cool. So explain to our audience, what is the Reset Challenge?
It's a free 21-day wellness challenge, and it goes from February 13th to March 5th. And the goal is simple. You just choose to be healthy. You don't need all the equipment. I mean, it's nice, but you don't need it. And they just want to make it as simple as possible. You come with what you want to fix and what you want to start a new habit, and they will work with you. And then to motivate you, they have the bingo, and they have some pretty nice prizes in there, some $50 gift cards, and then a grand prize is a whole bunch of stuff, including a $150 Dick's Sporting Goods gift card.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are some serious prizes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They up their game for sure. Yes.
Yeah. So this is called the Reset Challenge. It's at the Y. Mm-hmm. And I was reading that you don't have to be a registered member of the Y to participate in the Reset Challenge.
That's right. They want people to get healthier. And so they're just share it with your friends and family. They don't have to be part of the Y, but it just encourages everybody to get healthy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Reset Challenge, it's starting, what was the date you said?
February 13th. So that's Monday.
That's coming next Monday. Right. All right. So that's when it starts. So how do we register to do this?
Well, if you come into the Y, there's a nice, easy way to do it where you can just scan. There's like a barcode scanner or QR code, and you can just scan that. And if not, then you can go to the website and just click the links and they'll get you on your way.
There is a text number, and I know it's going to be hard for y'all out there listening and driving or at your desk working. It's 844-889-6222. So there is a number that
right.
you can
text.
Right,
and you text. Can text reset, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, text reset.
Yes. Okay. Yep, that's the easy way to do it, too. Yes.
So it is easy to get on board with this reset challenge. Mm-hmm. I really like it because it's going along with our theme today. Because everybody gets excited in January.
Yes.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be healthy. We want to maybe eat a little bit better, move a little bit more. But right around this time in February.
Man, it gets so hard.
You know, life has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this schedule that has gotten in your way before is getting in your way now. So this is an encouragement. Now, we're encouraging them with our words, Lana, but reset challenge, say those again. They have got, let me see, you play bingo, and you get, there are five winners per week. They're going to get $50.
Right, $50 gift cards. And now where the gift cards are too, I am not sure. It doesn't specify.
It doesn't matter.
$50
gift card, I'm taking it. But there's a grand prize going on here too. What's that?
So you get a duffel bag, a hydro flask, water bottle, a workout logbook, and then the $150 Dick Sporting Goods gift card. And this, the grand prize, it's just for per region.
Per region.
So it's not per branch, it's per region.
Mm-hmm. So that includes our Spokane Y and the Coeur d'Alene.
The Valley,
y
the
us.
North Side. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Five winners per week at that $50 gift card, and then there is a grand prize. You know, this is years and years ago. I think it's when something opened up, a store. What's a store? Anyway, an auto supply store opened in San Francisco. This is like back in the late 80s. And Gary and I registered, and we got this, you know, envelope in the mail. We almost didn't open it. It just looked like an ad, right? We won the grand prize, which was a round trip ticket for two to Florida.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
So I'm here to tell you that you can win a grand prize.
Yes, you don't win if you don't try. So
exactly.
you sign up for it.
Sign up, and you have a chance to win free. Don't have to be a member of the Y.
Exactly. Share it with your friends and family. Yep.
Okay. So tell us about some of the programs at the Y. First of all, tell us about what you do at the Y and some of the programs that are there, Lana.
Okay. They do have a lot of wonderful programs. Like you said, I teach what's called ReFit, and that's just a fun dance cardio fitness. And I do that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, different times, but mostly 8:30, and then Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. And then I do the AOA, which stands for active older adults, but we just, you know, it's just fun.
It's more like active outstanding adults.
Exactly. Exactly.
Actually what the name is.
That's right. That's right. Young at heart.
I'm one of them.
That's right. That's right. And that's at 1 Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then I also do the cardio kickboxing Tuesday at 6:30. And then there's all sorts of things.
Y?
Yeah, those are all at the Y. Yep.
Okay. We're going to talk about 7B here in just a minute.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't realize you did kickboxing also at the Y.
Yep.
Very cool.
So good stuff.
I want to go back to AOA, and we can talk about the other ones in detail too. But I really encourage people, really, truly, no matter what your age is, if you are moving back into fitness, you're moving back in, and you want to start up in a healthy way under some instruction, then AOA is the way to go, isn't it?
It is wonderful. Yeah, it's just kind of like the foundation platform to get your body moving.
Yeah. And give the schedule for that.
So that, again, is Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 1. Yeah.
So tomorrow at 1 o'clock?
Yep.
We've got some listeners out there. We want them to show up at the Y.
Yes.
And get started.
Yeah.
You play music for all your classes.
I do. I'm sorry if you don't like music, because if you come to my class, there will be music.
Everybody loves the music because it motivates you.
Mm-hmm.
It
moves from the heart. You. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the principles that you incorporate into AOA, this mm-hmm. kind of foundational? And really, I don't know whether I could maybe move past AOA, but I like it so much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's so supportive that you can stay with that when you move on to the machines or on to
build upon it.
Or, it's just go ahead and do it. So what are some of the principles that you incorporate into that kind of exercise?
I will say this every time, you know this, but I just want it to be a safe place where you let your body be your guide. So if you are having one of those days where your shoulder flares up, you don't have to work that shoulder. You can just move gently and you can just move, really. And we just try to have a good time, but mostly just move. And we try to build upon those supportive muscles like the core and the hip flexors and, you know, all the ones that we don't realize get tight or whatever. And we just move and stretch and just, you know, build those muscles that are day-to-day life.
It's low impact, but there's a lot. We use weights.
If we want.
Yes. See, there we go.
There's a choice.
You know, 3 pounds, 5 pounds, mm-hmm. no pounds.
Right.
Sometimes we're down on a mat for mm-hmm. part of the program. But I like it because, yes, there are choices. You can work out a little bit stronger on one day, or you can pull back a little bit on
mm-hmm.
another day.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the range of motion,
yes.
Lana. You really emphasize range of motion. Mm-hmm. Slow, steady,
yeah.
You're not flailing yourself
control
around.
It, yeah.
Everything
mm-hmm.
is controlled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, because I have seen, you know, the opposite, where if you're just trying to, remember how your body used to move or whatever, and you just go all out, you're not coming back Wednesday. You know, your body is going to be tired and sore, and you're going to be like, what did I do?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just a lot about control, understanding your body, a lot of it.
You know, I have this down a little bit further in my list, but I think I'll go there now, that there are some mistakes that people make, and you just mentioned one of them, and that's like, going too hard.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at the beginning of an exercise commitment and it's been a while, people can go too hard
mm-hmm.
and then either A, they hurt themselves or they discourage themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Or you're just too tired. Your muscles are too tired to do anything the next day. And then you know how it goes. You wanted to do Monday through Friday every day, but you're too sore, and then you just give up completely on your goals.
I know. Mm-hmm. Our body is pretty ready to call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a mental game, for sure.
It is a mental game,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know that.
Oh, I for sure do.
Yeah.
I'm glad I teach classes, because there's many days where I wouldn't show up.
I know. I wrote here that, you know, talking about your motivation, salary helps.
Oh, yeah.
But beyond that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, really, it is. It seems to me if I just go,
mm-hmm.
I mean, just going and getting in the car and driving over, I feel better already.
Mm, good.
You know, yeah. It's like the endorphins are like telling me, good girl, Barbara.
Yes,
you know,
right?
I'm not even there yet.
Yeah, sense of accomplishment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Another thing that you warn us about and I'd like you to talk about is not paying attention to pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times the guide I use is sharp pain, because there's different kinds of pain. If there's a stretching pain, you're tight, you want to stretch it a little bit, you want to move it. But that sharp pain is what I tell people, that's your body telling you, no, this is not our move, at least not for today. So that sharp pain is a good indicator that your body's talking to you, you need to listen. Otherwise, it'll remind you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that feeds into either the discouragement or the sense of, okay, I'm not going to go today because, and that's the way we can defeat ourselves
mm-hmm.
from
mm-hmm.
the best of intentions.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One other thing I want to ask you about, because you talk about this in class, and that is, it's a mistake to compare ourselves to other people.
Absolutely. We're all at different levels. We've all been going at, you know, for longer periods of time or just different movements. And everyone has their own journey. You don't compare yourself to someone else who might be 5 years ahead of you on their journey. And you're, you know, first day in. That can be so
defeating. Or 10 years younger.
Exactly, right?
That's the difference.
Right? So don't compare yourself. Let your journey be your journey. No one else's.
Yeah. Yeah. You tell us all the time in class, close your eyes if you can, you know, stay upright.
The balance, yeah.
And don't look at other people because, honestly, I don't even think I do everything that is going on. Sometimes I make it up on my own.
I know. Sometimes I catch you and I'm like, she's not doing what we're doing, but it's fine.
It's fine. Sometimes I'm just dancing.
Yep. Just happy, going with it.
Happy
That's
dance.
Right.
All right. We are up against our first break. We're going to take that right now. Don't go anyplace because we have a lot more coming your way.
The Kootenai Valley Sportsman Association presents their annual Gun and Horn Show this weekend at the Boundary County Fairgrounds in Bonner's Ferry. Buy, sell, trade, guns, hides, taxidermy, and more. Enter your horns for the horn contest Friday 3 to 6 or Saturday 9 a.m. to noon. The Gun and Horn Show is Friday noon to 6, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 9 to 2. Admission is just $5. Don't miss the Gun and Horn Show at the Boundary County Fairgrounds this weekend.
When you pull up in a brand new GMC Sierra Denali Unlimited, neighbors are going to notice, even that weirdo down the street. You know who you are, Gary. It's the Spring Into a Sierra giveaway, now through March 30th at Northern Quest. Play daily with your Camas Rewards card, and you can have an $85,000 truck in your driveway come spring. The Spring Into a Sierra giveaway. Details at northernquest.com.
Personal foul. Offense, number 35. Oh, come on. It's not like I grabbed the guy's face mask. And your team is still covering the spread. Sounds like someone should have taken the points.
Make all of your bets on the big game at Turf Club Sportsbook with real sports wagering, wall-to-wall HD TVs, and luxury seating in the heart of the action at Northern Quest. Turf Club Sportsbook, the ultimate game changer.
Making your winter checklist? Better include getting those rock chips in your windshield fixed. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you that rock chips can turn into cracks in cold weather. And when it comes to repairs or replacements, schedule an appointment today. It's also a good time to replace your wipers and have the Aquapel glass treatment applied to help with visibility. Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
Tonight's Big Story is a mega collaboration.
That's right, Mike. For over 100 years, the iconic Sweethearts candies have been helping people communicate to their loved ones with sweet sayings like, be mine.
And now, Jill, the Idaho Lottery has fused the sweetness of the Sweethearts candies into new scratch tickets featuring 20 delicious sayings and prizes up to $50,000.
For 50 grand, I'd give you a ticket that says date night.
This Valentine's Day, say something sweet with the Idaho Lottery Sweethearts scratch tickets. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
There are some big events coming up at Sweet Lou's. Make your reservation now for the big game at any of their locations. And Sweet Lou's is the place to take your sweetheart for your Valentine's Day celebration. In addition to their great regular menu, they'll also be offering Valentine's specials like crab stuffed cod, coconut prawns, steak crab bernays, as well as the return of huckleberry cobbler for dessert. Sweet Lou's in Coeur d'Alene, Ponderé, and Athol. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Everybody, welcome back in. I want to give you another heads up about the Sandpoint High School girls basketball team. They are taking on Lakeland. That's tomorrow, Wednesday. It's the opening game of the district playoffs, game one of the best of three series, 7 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, right here on KSPT 97.1, KBFI 1450 AM, and always NorthIdahoRadio.com. Bob Whitty will be your host. I also want to let you know about the Hope Health Open House. We had a lot of interest in that radio show. So they've got open house this coming Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. in the Columbia Bank Building. Hope Health is what it's called. And Saturday from 10 to 2 is the other your open house. So check it out. You can get all the details. All the doctors will be there. There are three doctors right now that are heading that up, and they will all be there to talk with you. All right. Our guest today is Lana Fish. Just an outstanding instructor at both the YMCA and 7B. Lana, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about 7B Fitness. Mm-hmm. What's going on over there?
Oh, so 7B Fitness, it's over by Safeway, kind of behind Superdrug. And it's also a great place to work out. There's a lot of gym equipment there, and we do have classes. The studio looks a little bit hidden, but we do have a good studio and some really good fun classes.
And what do you teach there?
I teach so I'm on the Saturday rotation. We do a 10:30 dance fitness. And so I just kind of rotate with Olivia and Victoria on our different dance formats that we teach. So I teach Refit over there.
Okay. Now mm-hmm. you were telling me on the break mm-hmm. about a physical therapy service that's
yes.
also included at the 7B site.
Yes, it's actually in the same building. It's Action Point Therapy, and Chris and Tristan are there, and they do a great job. They're amazing. And I will start, I'm not sure when, but tentatively this month, I'll be doing a group physical therapy class with them as well. So that'll
be fun.
How
do you do a group physical therapy? I think I know, mm-hmm. but because I consider your class, you know, I hurt my foot.
Right.
I consider it because of the way you do the class, the way I do the class mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. what you say, it is physical therapy.
Yes.
Explain that to our audience.
I do a lot of foundational moves are from physical therapy. They're just kind of the ones that all around are good for you to build or move. So like I said, the hip flexors, making sure you have those toes pointed forward, working those hips and working through the hamstrings, which get tight. So, you know, all those moves, but it's just a great way to go throughout the body and work. You can stretch and build on those muscles. We want to make sure that we're not working the joints, we're working the muscles, right? So that's where a lot of times slow and in control works better than fast, you know.
That is so very true for my foot. Like we do a lunge when I put that mm-hmm, foot mm-hmm. back and it has to flex and support my weight.
Yeah.
I do it slow mm-hmm. and I can tell mm-hmm. it's physical therapy. It's mm-hmm. actually stretching that a little bit and hurting it a little
right.
bit, but not bad. I'm
yes.
not like running and jogging,
right.
which would really not help,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going up on my toes or
right.
back on my heels
mm-hmm.
or pointing my
all
foot,
that balance.
Flexing
yes.
my foot.
Mm-hmm.
All of that
yeah.
is good.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that would be included in any
yeah.
kind of physical therapy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we will be working with, you know, different levels. So we'll see where they start out and then we'll progress from there. But I'm sure that either Chris or Tristan will be on site and giving that, you know, special physical therapy indicators and instruction while I'm doing my group class.
I am really excited for you for that
yeah.
because I can really see that happening.
Yes.
So
oh,
that's going to start
I'll learn
sometime
a lot.
This month at 7B Fitness.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Over behind
Talk to Chris at Action Point Therapy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Action Point Therapy. Mm-hmm. There's also physical therapy at the Y, a separate standalone physical therapy,
right.
advanced physical therapy group, I think it's called. So just another option for people to be aware of.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You exercise a lot. I'm sure our audience has picked up on all of the classes that you do, the different places, kickboxing and AOA and Refit and dancing and jumping. You exercise a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How do you recover? How do you stay ready each day mm-hmm. to work out like that?
Well, I will say I am very fortunate to teach different styles of formats, and that's why, you know, AOA Friday has become more of a stretching day because that's what my body needs and I'm in charge of the class. So it becomes that physical therapy that I need just to stretch the body. But like at home and stuff, I'm not good because I'll just sit and then I get tight and I can feel those muscles seize. And so I need to work on myself a little bit too. So I make the same mistakes we all do.
Yeah. I think that's encouraging in a mm-hmm. funny kind of way.
Yes.
To know that, that we all struggle mm-hmm. with the same thing. Do you buy into, I mean, I've read every 20 minutes or every 30 minutes, you'll set your alarm, get up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching TV, just put it on pause.
Yeah.
if it's a movie or whatever, and get up and go do something for 5 minutes.
It is very good. It is important to just not let those muscles or joints even remain in that static position. Even honestly, just getting up and off the couch, I mean, that's a squat right there. And when you get back down, it's a squat, right? And people especially,
I think picking up the potato chip off the
floor,
that's
exactly a squat. You're doing those bicep curls. I don't set an alarm because I drink a lot of water, mm-hmm. so I have to use the restroom often. Okay. So that's not really a problem for
me. That's a good tip.
It is good because hydration really helps those muscles a lot too.
I don't set the alarm either. I do try to look at the clock and be mindful, mm-hmm. But an hour can slip by.
Right.
As you say, just getting up and doing something, even if it's, I don't know, take the garbage out from the kitchen to the garage or... I don't know. Did you make the bed? It's 7 o'clock at night. Sometimes I'll make the bed at 7 o'clock at night because I want to go to bed with a made bed.
Yes.
If I haven't done it during the day,
yep.
It only takes 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I keep telling myself,
I make my side of the bed and I leave my husband's. You make up your own bed.
It sounds like a good marriage to
right?
me. This is equal opportunity.
Yes.
But whatever. Even yes. if it's writing a note, stand up, mm-hmm. go to the kitchen and write on your shopping list. Standing.
There you go. Yeah.
Moving. It doesn't have, you're not going to jump up and do calisthenics. Oh. That's not what you're talking about, mm-hmm. is it?
No. I just getting up and just moving. So that's it.
Do you take Epsom salt baths? Do you take any kind of treatments like that?
No, I don't, but I know that they are really, really good. I mostly, like I said, try to really stay up on my water.
Yes.
To stay moving. But really, I've been trying to do less of processed foods, and because I know that it affects my joints and my flare up and everything. So I just have been trying to eat a little bit cleaner. But, you know, it's February, so.
We all try the best we can. I want to underline water. Mm-hmm. I didn't look up statistics, unfortunately, for this show regarding water. But I know that, like for a massage, you go get a massage, they tell you drink a lot of water before the massage, you're drinking water after the mm-hmm. time. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, the detox.
It's and exercise is the same thing. Mm-hmm. If you keep that water flowing through you,
right.
then you're detoxing your body,
yep.
and it's a healthy thing.
It's
not
huge.
Just to avert thirst. That's just the
bottom. No, it's health for the muscles, for the joints, for the blood flow, for digestion, especially those kidneys.
Yes.
Literally the entire body benefits from good hydration.
Yeah. I don't know what percent we are water.
I know. It changes every year. It's either 70 or 80%.
Yeah, it's a crazy number mm-hmm. of
it's,
water.
Yeah,
every
majority.
Cell. I know.
Yeah.
We just like slosh it around.
Right?
Here.
Literally.
Literally. So water hydration, top of the list.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. Don't sit for very long.
Mm-hmm.
Drink a lot of water.
Yeah, it helps.
Go to the Y.
There you go.
Go to 7B.
Yeah, just move.
Find Lana.
Yeah.
Five tips so far for everybody.
I will say, I'm definitely not the only one, but from all the instructors, the good instructors, they make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find something that will make it fun. For like you, I know you walk a lot, and that is such a good health benefit. There's lots of good health benefits.
I love water,
but you enjoy it. Yes,
too,
exactly.
Please.
So whatever it is, enjoy it.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're not going to keep doing it.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have in front of you the schedule for other instructors and
mm-hmm.
other classes at the Y. Share some of the, the options are so amazing
mm-hmm.
at the Y. So
mm-hmm.
share some of that with our audience.
So we have Belinda that teaches there, and she does cardio strength intervals, which is kind of like a HIIT program. So we call it CSI. And she does Monday and Wednesday at 8:30, and then she does Tuesday and Thursday at 6 a.m., I know. And then she also does some Stay Strong classes, which is, I would consider it a step up from AOA, but not too high intensity. It's just a great intermediate strength program. And that's Tuesday and Thursday at 9:45. So she does those. And then she also teaches some of the aquatics classes because, of course, the Y has a pool. And so she teaches those. Let me see. It changes sometimes. I can't find it on the schedule right now. I apologize. But and then there's the swim lessons and open swim over with the the Y.
Lots of aquatic opportunities.
Yes.
Family time swim, but then dedicated
class
extra
time.
Class time and that.
Yeah.
The other thing, and I just Saturday is the only day that I do not have scheduled something.
Okay.
Like on my calendar.
Nice.
And but Tai Chi
yes.
is on Saturday mornings.
Yes.
And I have so wanted to do that.
Nice.
And I just can't quite get it going.
Yes.
But that's on Saturdays. Tell
it is.
What are the days or the times for the Tai Chi?
Right. So Mark teaches those. And so he has the beginner Tai Chi at 9:30 and the advanced is at 10. And it just, it's really amazing. Even though it's slower, it is amazing just trying to find those minute. It's kind of like a little bit kind of like barre where they're just minute muscle movements, but it's so slow and you have
right.
to really concentrate on what your body is doing.
It's slow and flow.
Yeah, but you know, strong.
You know, Pilates or yoga is you move into a position and you hold it.
Sometimes. It depends on which kind you're doing. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. But still, yes.
You do hold it. But Tai Chi is always a movement.
Yes, right. And it's always a controlled movement. It's very specific.
Yeah.
And Mark's really good about telling you exactly where your body should be, where your body placement should be.
Well, see, that's an area where I want to encourage myself to at least go try, because I know I'd be Tai Chi beginner and happy to be the beginner.
Yes.
So anyway.
And hopefully in March, we'll be at the Y, we'll be starting a cycling class as well. I don't know what time, but we have...
like spinning?
Yeah, a spin class.
Ooh.
So yeah, that'll be... so. Stay tuned.
New stuff coming to the Y. All right. I like it. All right. We're up against our last break. We're going to take that right now.
Hi, this is Loretta from NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the nation's largest grassroots organization improving the lives of those affected by mental illness. We want you to know that you are not alone. Join us at our next support group meeting on Wednesday, February 15th at 5:30 p.m. at the VFW Hall on Pine Street. Our speaker will be Caleb Orr, Director of Neurotherapy at The Human Connection here in Sandpoint. For more information, visit namifarnorth.org.
Tonight's Big Story is a mega collaboration.
That's right, Mike. For over 100 years, the iconic Sweethearts candies have been helping people communicate to their loved ones with sweet sayings like, be mine.
But now, Jill, the Idaho Lottery has fused the sweetness of the Sweethearts candies into new scratch tickets featuring 20 delicious sayings and prizes up to $50,000.
For 50 grand, I'd give you a ticket that says date night.
This Valentine's Day, say something sweet with the Idaho Lottery Sweethearts scratch tickets. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Higher education. It's a call to challenge yourself to embrace a future better prepared for success. A test of your ability to reach further, to know more and do more, to understand yourself and our world better. An opportunity to grow your potential, to make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. This is the path that leads to Idaho's public colleges and universities. For you, for us, for Idaho.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
They said it's a physically demanding job. I said, so what? Give me the shifts, the hard work, the unsolvable problems. I'll take it. Give me the broken tech, and I'll build a bird that flies again. Give me the benefits, the money for college, and the on-the-job training. Yeah, I'll take that too. But don't give me the title maintainer in the Air National Guard. I'll earn that too. They said it wouldn't be easy. That's exactly why I love it. Sign me up.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. You know, we've got it going on for you every Tuesday. And today, our guest is Lana Fish. She's with the YMCA fitness instructor. She's with 7B Fitness. She's my inspiration, she could be yours too. If you want to get on board and get a, like I said before, a booster shot of encouragement to get out there, to have fun, and enjoy the fitness, whatever the fitness routine is for you. You know, Lan, I think a lot of people may wonder, how did you get into a career like this? How did this happen?
I really don't know, to be honest. That, God is funny. But I will say I really did not want to do any group exercise. I definitely was overweight. I didn't want anyone to see me, look at me. So if I did any fitness, it would be upstairs with the weights where no one would really bother me, you know. And so I had a friend that kept bugging me about Zumba with Victoria Carmen. And she kept saying, you should come, you should come. It's so much fun. So finally I did, and I hung out in the back corner. And I didn't enjoy it at first because I had all these expectations. You know, I thought things that are not true. No one's looking at you. Exactly. No one's judging you. And I hadn't seen that yet. So finally, I don't know, the confidence happened. I started to really enjoy it. And then I slowly moved up front. And then I started teaching. And so 4 years ago, I got certified in Zumba. And then 3 years ago, I found my true love, ReFit. And so I got certified in that. And, you know, just been having a great time ever since. And with all this, I learned to, you know, move more. And that helped with the weight and the confidence. Big thing with the confidence. But obviously with the food as well, I had to make some changes there as well. Because you never, don't expect a change if you don't change anything.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything in particular about your food that was perhaps a key, or just a lot of times it's just a whole series of small changes all the difference.
Yeah. So for me, I was way overdoing it in the fats and the sugar, right? That's, you know, the comfort food. So I had to cut back on those. Definitely not cut them out because then you overindulge later. But just really mostly I would say portion control is where I had to be mindful.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice because you can eat too much of a good thing. Fat
for
is
sure.
good.
And yes.
Avocado is good, but I don't know.
Yeah, you can overdo it
you
for
can
sure.
Overdo with, especially if it's guacamole.
Right? Oh my goodness. You got those chips. You're like, what? It's a vegetable or fruit, whatever.
But yeah, portion control I think is really good. You know, the other thing you said that I want to underline and hear you comment again is when you first went, you were hanging out in the back in the corner because you thought everybody or a lot of them would be looking at you and judging you. And really, not true.
Not true.
Because they're up there thinking you're looking at them, judging them.
Right.
We're all just like obsessed with ourselves.
We're all so
it's
insecure.
Like, get over it.
Exactly.
Because nobody... Nobody cares about
yes.
me.
We're
not, I mean, they care.
I get what you mean.
You know?
Yes, right. No one's judging you. They just are glad you're there and let's move.
I don't
let's
even
have
know
fun.
If they're glad I'm there. I mean, they're just, they're in their own bubble
this is,
of
yes.
life and what they're doing and they want to look good and they want to do it right and they're thinking about themselves. They are not thinking about me.
Right, right.
I am not on their radar scope.
Right.
And neither,
that, no,
you know,
and
you
it's
are,
a huge stigma.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Like, that's different.
But I'm just looking at your face. Like, is she having a good time? What's going on? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the everything else, I can speak for a lot of their local instructors, they just want you to have a good time. You got to start your journey somewhere. So just look for those progress points.
Exactly.
It's not perfection, it's progress.
I love that. That is such an encouraging truth. It's not about perfection. It's never about perfection.
No, because that's unattainable.
Exactly. You're not perfect.
Nope.
Lord knows I'm not perfect, but I do know how to have fun.
Right? That's true. Let's do this.
Let's just do it. Let's have fun. Well, I want you to tell our audience again about the Y is closed on Friday. Mm-hmm. And
get new
what
equipment.
Are the hours?
So on Friday, they'll be closed 9 to 9.
9 a.m.
Yes,
it's over.
Exactly. So no classes on Friday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you can come in before 9 and do, you know, upstairs, do some cardio equipment, whatever.
Well, Linda's going to be doing some at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Not on Friday. She's like, nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, 6 a.m. Maybe I'll try to find one of those in the summertime. I'm up
yes.
pretty early.
Yes. Oh, man.
Okay, so closed on Friday, mm-hmm. and then the big news that I'm excited about
yes.
is this whole reset thing.
Yes.
Tell our audience about reset again so they can get in on the prizes maybe.
Yeah, just the motivation.
In on the wellness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep.
What is it?
So again, that's the free 21-day wellness challenge, and it starts February 13th, so that's Monday, and it goes till the 5th of March. And again, it's just they want you to start your next healthy habit. And you choose the tools and motivation.
You choose the habit. Right?
Oh, exactly.
You choose what you want to
yes.
do.
Yes. And they have the motivation for
and
it.
And then they help you
yes.
do that.
Yeah, with that bingo. And they have some great prizes, weekly prizes, and then, of course, the grand prize. So just text RESET to 844-889-6222. Or just come in to the Y, and they have the QR code to scan or on the website.
So they have weekly boards. So it's 21 days. It's 3 weeks. And they've got body, bingo board, mind,
mm-hmm.
which is where a lot of the battle is.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And then spirit, our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
is one of the bingo boards.
Right. So there's some really interesting and some fun stuff with all three of those.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So come into the Y, go to the website, check it out. I'm going to do this.
Nice.
I'm going to put one more thing on
do
my
it.
Schedule.
Pretty much you're doing all of it anyway. You just get to check it off.
I get to check it off.
Yes.
I love checking boxes.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, Lana, you are an encouragement to all of us. One of the things that I wanted to ask you about, we touched on food and you talked about portion control, but are there any foods that you do not eat?
No.
Okay, so you just basically eat everything.
I do. And I don't have any dietary restrictions. I don't have any allergies. I'm very blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I found if I try not to have certain foods, I will
It's the
binge.
One you want.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, I try not to have too much sugar. I try not to have too much cheese because I know those are my weaknesses, right? But you know what? I have them at least once a day. And I try to limit it to like one slice of cheese, you know, just those dark covered chocolate almonds and anyway, so stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that if somebody's thinking about eliminating, sugar would be a good thing because you're getting enough sugar without trying to get
Just look at ketchup.
Just don't add white sugar.
Right, you know? Right. But again, and I don't, and
Honey,
I think, yeah, there is that good stuff.
A few
but
options.
Sometimes people can have that, they can do too much, especially January. They can do too much all at once.
Yes.
And it's overwhelming. So
yes.
just do baby steps. Either start with movement or start with food. It's tricky to start with both because it can be overwhelming. So just start with one. Baby steps are the best. Slow and steady.
That is really, really good advice. Don't overwhelm yourself, but just keep going.
Yeah.
Just keep moving forward,
mm-hmm.
whether it's into a
yes.
little bit less
and
of
we
this.
And we will, you know, we'll stumble. Don't beat yourself up. Get back on the horse. Keep going.
I love it. Mm-hmm. What she tells us is every day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in class, but not this Friday.
Not this Friday.
Not this Friday.
We're going to have coffee instead.
Exactly. All right, everybody. That's the program for today. Thanks again to Lana Fish. I'll see you tomorrow in class.
Yay!
Thank you very much. Next week, hey, everybody, you're going to get to hear from another one of my heroes. He's the mayor in Clark Fork. He's a computer expert. He is or he was, I'm not sure now, a big leader in the ambulance emergency response team on that side of the lake. So we're going to catch up with our neighbors over there and what's in their long-range planning. So until then, this is Barbara saying take care, slow down out there. care, and may God richly bless you, my friends.